Matt Doheny, I wanted to just throw at you, we have 10 minutes, so I'm going to throw at you a whole bunch of things. You just tell us where you stand on them, okay?
Certainly.
Let's try. Hydrofracking.
We need to unlock our domestic resources. And so, you know, part of that is the large reservoir of natural gas we have in our state, in our country. And so I think it's part of an overall energy solution to make sure we tap into our domestic resources. And that's just not oil, but that's also natural gas. And so, again, done in a safe, technologically, you know, minded way, I think makes a lot of sense for our country.
How do you guarantee safety?
How do you guarantee safety?
Yeah. In other words, the opponents have all said, you know, they're using dangerous chemicals. They won't even tell us all the chemicals.
What I can tell you is that what's going on in Pennsylvania, who is hydrofracking,
yes,
there is an economic boom going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is a true boom going on. And not only just for people who are pulling out, you know, the natural gas, but all the again, this goes back to the growth question. All the other businesses that go around. I mean, you can't, in certain areas of Pennsylvania, you can't find a hotel room in the state. The restaurants are crowded every night. There are businesses that are, you know, ancillary to the actual hydrofracking that are being developed. I mean, this is a true economic boom. And same thing when it comes to, you know, the oil in terms of North Dakota. I mean, North Dakota right now, Alan, has 3% unemployment. 3%. There is no such thing as not having a job in North Dakota. And it's because they're tapping their natural resources. It's simple as that.
Okay, let's go from there to same-sex marriage. Where are you on that one?
Well, I mean, here in New York State, I mean, that issue's been settled. I mean, it's the law here in New York State that that same-sex marriage is the law, and you know, I think that's what we need to deal with and go forward from it. That's a closed issue as far as I'm concerned.
Interesting. Talk to me about education. How do we educate our kids so that we can be competitive?
Oh, well, and this is something that's passionate to me because, like, I, you know, grew up, you know, modest means in little Alexandria Central School, and really, you know, the education I got in high school and obviously propelled me through college and so on was critical. And so that's really what we think about. 70% of our economy is service-based. It's you know, which a lot of that is going to be knowledge-based. And so, you know, up here in our region, and you know, the Adirondacks and the Capital District in the North Country, you know, we have a lot of great talent. And we want to make sure that we continue to do the great job of educating the talent. But unfortunately, Alan, people leave. And we need to make sure we have a growth economy here so that people can stay in Watertown and Plattsburgh and Glens Falls. And so make sure, you know, and so I'm a supporter of secondary school education. You know, our teachers do a great job, and you know, we continue to make sure that they have the resources. I mean, obviously some of this becomes state policy, but I'll be a staunch defender and supporter for our teachers across the board in our Capital District and North Country schools.
So are we doing something that really offends you in the way in which we educate our kids?
Are we doing something that offends me?
Yes. In other words, you think that we're doing anything now? You know, a lot of people could criticize our teaching methods. They criticize our schools. Is there any of that that you have adopted as part of your campaign?
The people who are out there on the front lines, and this is why I believe in local control. I truly believe, like my mom growing up was, you know, she ran the school board in little Alex Bay. And as the people who are on the ground have a better sense of what the folks, the students need in their districts, the administrators and the students, than people in Washington or Albany. And I do believe in local control. And we need to make sure, because with local control and parental involvement, you get the best results. People care. And, you know, if we just want to go ahead and outsource our children to schools and not take, you know, take the measure and take the responsibility, you know, we're going to have challenges. And you see that, unfortunately, inner cities. But even in rural areas, we have similar challenges. So, you know, for me, it's really more a question of tone than it is, you know, pointing the finger and saying that person is doing a terrible job, because that's not going to lead to the outcomes and the educational attainment that we need.
Now, would you...
And parcel of that is that the one thing I will add on to that is, you know, I believe in BOCES and community colleges, because, you know, right now most people don't realize that at the end of the day, only about a quarter of the population actually graduates from college, Alan.
Sure.
And so we want to make sure that the people who don't have vibrant and growing careers, and that is skills-based. I mean, a lot of buddies, a lot of, you know, professional colleagues, you know, who might not have graduated from college but have successful, you know, businesses and construction firms and all kinds of other things that are, you know, based more on skills that you would get through a BOCES program, community college, as opposed to a liberal arts degree from a university. And so I want to make sure that we, you know, have the right direction and impact with respect to those skills and giving, you know, that opportunity set to folks who are going to go ahead and use those types of skills in the economy.
Well, I certainly agree with that. So let me ask you, would you vote to decapitate the Department of Education in Washington?
No, I would not. I mean, certainly there needs to be fundamental change. And, you know, I'm a businessman. You know, I turn around companies. Like, there's no question that the Department of Education needs some retooling, no question about that. And, again, we maybe need to have less interference from Washington and push it back down to the local school board level, whether it's in Queensbury or in Watertown. But, you know, but the whole idea of just for the sake of just getting rid of a whole department, you know, I leave that to other people to discuss those points.
Okay, so tell me about the Adirondack Park. Somewhat controversial, you know, some people living within it want it protected. Some people want it to be opened more so that more commerce and you're a businessman can happen. Where are you?
Well, like, I mean, like Teddy Roosevelt, I mean, I deeply believe in the environment. And, you know, like someone who grew up in the St. Lawrence River and sure. understands the importance of all the lakes in the Adirondacks, whether it's Champlain or Lake George or Old Forge, I mean, the crucial, I mean, that really the environment is in some ways the actual economy, certainly from a tourism perspective. But right now, you know, I think we've gone a little bit too far. We need to make sure that folks, you know, inside the park have the opportunities to actually have businesses, to actually, you know, raise their family. So two things in particular that I will be a dogged, persistent advocate for are cell phone coverage and broadband. I mean, right now in the 21st century, Alan, you know this.
Sure.
If you can't have cell phone contact every second of the day, or if you can't plug in with a T1 line or a broadband connection, it's hard to compete. It's just darn right hard to compete. And there's whole swaths within the park, little town of Fine in eastern St. Lawrence County. They don't have cell phones anymore because you can't use them in town.
Any difference between you and your opponent on this?
Well, I'm going to actually, you know, with being working with the Republican majority, we're going to get this done. We need to make sure that we have cell coverage, and I'm going to be dogged because the unique thing is in the new footprint of the 21st District, Alan,
yep.
the entire Adirondacks are going to be within the district. And so I'm going to be part of the actual discussion and to make sure that we have not only a clear plan but actual results to make sure that cell towers and coverage are there and then broadband line and to make sure people can actually – because that's part of the future. And I think there's so many people who grew up in the area, went to school up here, who just love the Adirondacks, Lake George, Lake Placid, Old Forge, that want to be here. And they can have their business, whether it be from telecommuting or just having a business that's not tied to a metropolitan area. I think it's very exciting. We need to have the infrastructure to make sure that happens.
We're down to the last 2 minutes. Gun control.
I am against gun control. I deeply believe in our hard-earned Second Amendment. That it is clear that our right to bear arms, and the Supreme Court has, you know, sure. reaffirmed that not once but twice in the recent memory. And you know, when it comes to, you know, gun violence, you know, my heart goes out to the victims. But I always go back to gun control just means the good guys don't have the guns, and somehow the bad guys always seem to have them, Alan. And therefore I'm against gun control.
How do we deal with this spate of violence that we are seeing both in our cities and other places?
Well, part of it is I just think it comes down to understanding, especially, you know, with the with the Sikh tragedy in the Milwaukee area,
sure.
you know, a little over a week ago. You know, it just comes down to understanding. And, you know, both people, and this is not a Republican or Democrat thing, we need to have a level of tolerance, understanding, because, we're a country of immigrants. And, you know, at some point, if not now, we're going to be a majority minority country.
Yeah, but how do we stop the violence?
The gun control, again, is only going to remove guns from the hands of the good guys, and the bad guys always have them. And so it's going to have to be education and just continuing. And part of it's generational. Part of it is, you know, you see that, you know, every generation, you know, in terms of the assimilation of cultures, and, you know, you see that all over the country, even up here in the rural North Country.
Yeah, but some of these guys with guns have been anything but foreign folks. They've been, homegrown.
I understand. But again, I mean, I think even Colorado's governor, came out and said, you know, it's not about guns. You know, the person would have created a bomb or something. I mean, again, you know, we have to get to the people and to change the mindset. And, you know, at some point, it's not going to be guns. It's going to be actually education and assimilation that will give people understanding of tolerance, of the pluralism in our culture. And, you know, taking guns away from from honest folks isn't going to change crazy people.
Well, Matt Doheny, we loved having you with us, and we're very grateful for all the time you've given us. And we want you to know you're always welcome here.
We appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you soon, Alan. Thanks for the time.